said amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. It's not only us in the house. Somebody is in the house. And his name is Jesus. In the book of Revelations, the Bible says he was walking among the candlesticks. And he was walking inside the church. He's here. At home, I want to just talk to you for a minute. In Africa, in Asia, in America, in the Americas. I mean, all over the world, Jesus is in the house. I said, Jesus is in the house. I said, Jesus is in the house. Come on, I said, Jesus in the house. There's something that I want us to do tonight. And we're just going to connect with our faith. I want us to do something tonight. And I just want us to brag about our God to the devil. Are you hearing what I'm saying? He's got wounds all over him. And the Bible says he's under our feet. So all I want us to do is to step on his wounds. And just remind him that Satan, Jesus, is our Lord, and Jesus is the King of Kings. He is the resurrection and the life. Can you say amen? We're going to be doing this. And then I just want to sing a certain song, man. It's a classic song. And as we sing that song, I want you to do this. You're doing what? You are stepping on the wounds of the devil. Even at home, I want you to join us here. The power of God is going to fall in this place.
Yeah.
I said the power of God is going to fall in this place.
Hallelujah.
With your faith, once you make the connection, the power of God is going to touch your life. In the name of Jesus. Are you here? Are you here with me? Are you here with me? I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. And I want you to do that. As we sing this song, I want you to do that, okay? Are you with me? Are you with me? What are we doing? What are we doing? We are stepping on the wounds that are on Satan. Just reminding him a little bit who's boss here. Just reminding him a little bit who's the king here. Just reminding him a little bit who's the Lord here. Are you with me? Hit it for me.
Come on, lift your hands in this place.
Come on now.
Who am I? You are my friend.
Yes, sir.
That you hear me
when I call.
Let's do this.
Is it true? Is it true that you
are? I said, let's do this. We're just going to remind him who he is. Join it.
Who am I that
yes.
You love me?
That you hear me?
That you hear me?
Jesus, when I call,
when I call,
I see, is it true?
Is it true that you are me?
Yeah. church. I am a friend of God.
I am a friend of God.
Hallelujah. You may be seated for a moment. Praise God. Let me just share this with you. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There was a guy in the book of John chapter 9. Jesus spit on the ground, and then after he spit on the ground, he smeared over the eyes of the guy and said, go to a pool and go and, you know, wash your face there. And the guy went over there, washed his face, and the power of God hit the guy. And his eyes popped open. You with me? His eyes popped open. And he came back, and people were just arguing, according to the Bible, people were just arguing among themselves, is this the guy that was blind? Some of them said, I don't know if it was this one. I'm not even sure. You understand? And then the Bible says they took him to the Pharisees to tell them what had happened to this guy. And the Bible says when they came over there, the Pharisees asked him and said, tell us your story. What has happened? And the guy began to relate. No, I met a man who told me that I must go to a certain pool and then just go and wash my eyes, and my eyes popped open. And then the Pharisee said, do you know this man? That sin, God cannot hear sinners. How can this guy who is a sinner do this? You know what the guy said to them? He said to them, whether he is a sinner or not, I don't know that. Listen to me very carefully, even at home. Listen to me, all over the world. He said, even if he's a sinner, I don't know that. There is one thing that I know. I was blind, but now I see. How do you argue with that? How do you argue with that kind of proof about the manifestation of God's power? When God manifests himself in your life, no one can argue with it. How do you argue with indisputable proof in front of your eyes? He said you can call him whatever you call him, but there's one thing I know. I was blind, but now I see. In other words, he was saying, I have experienced the power of God. I have experienced the power of God for myself. And tonight in this auditorium, at home, you will experience the power of God for yourself. And once you experience that power for yourself, there is no one that can argue with that. No one can argue with that. You see, when Jesus comes in the house, he doesn't leave things behind. When he comes into the house, he comes with his healing power. When he comes into the house, he comes with his delivering power. When he comes into the house, he comes with his provision. When he comes into the house, he comes with his glory. When he comes into the house, he comes with the Father in the house, because he walks around carrying the Father. You're with me, right? You're walking with me, right? Tonight, through faith, I'm calling you to connect to the power of God. You see, tonight I am not begging you to be saved. tonight I am saying to you, you are going to be saved. The power of God is going to hit you so strong. That power of drugs will be broken over you. The power of God is going to hit you so strong. Those legs that are not able to walk, they will walk again. The power of God is going to hit you so strong tonight that cancer in your body shall be flushed out, because Jesus is in the house. I said, Jesus is in the house. I said, Jesus is in the house. I said, Jesus in the house. The Holy Ghost is here. I said, the Holy Ghost is here. The fire of God. The Bible says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the Bible says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. Hallelujah. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. And in verse 14 it says, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. The one that is full of grace and truth is here too. The one that is full of grace and truth is here. The Word made flesh is here. He's here. He's here. And He's going to touch you tonight. The Bible says, as God was creating the heavens and the earth, it was not only God the Son that was there. It was not only God the Father that was there. The Holy Ghost was there. And the Bible says He was moving where? On the face of the waters. He was moving on the face of the waters. I said He was moving on the face of the waters. The Bible says in the book of Judges, the Spirit of God used to come upon Samson. It would move him at times in the camp of Dan between Zorah and Eshtaol. The Bible says when he was with his parents and there was a lion that came, the Bible says the Spirit of the living God came mightily upon him. And he took that lion by supernatural strength, by supernatural enablement. He took that lion and he tore it apart like it was a baby goat. Are you hearing this? Are you hearing this? The power of God is here. I have no doubt in my mind, the fire of God is here. All we have to do is throw the switch. I said, all we have to do is throw the switch. When you are in the house and there is darkness, I don't see you taking a wheelbarrow and going to Eskom and saying to Eskom, I've come to collect electricity. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Because in your house, on the wall, there is a switch. The electricity is there already. All you have to do, throw the switch, and the electricity will come on. At home, right here, right now, the fire of God is here. All I want you to do with your faith, just connect to the power. Throw the switch tonight. Let's see what Jesus can do. Let's see what the power of God can do. The woman came to Jesus. And when he came to Jesus, he said, Son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus ignored him. Jesus ignored him. Not him, hey. Sorry about that one. Jesus ignored her. And she kept saying, Son of David, have mercy on me. And the disciples made a little bit to shut up anyway. Are you with me? Are you with me? And at the end, Jesus responded to the woman and said, well, what you are asking me is food for children. and I cannot give the food of the children to the dogs. Are you with me? But that woman, with an unrelenting faith, with a faith that says, I am not leaving until I have what I came here for. I'm not leaving. A faith that refuses to budge. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Even if God is busy with something, you understand? When you come with faith, you will attract his attention. If there is anything God will never disappoint, it's faith in the heart of a human being. When faith is there, I am telling you, God will never ignore you. God will never get busy for you. God will drop whatever he's doing and he will respond to you. You know why? Because God knows faith is an opportunity for him to demonstrate to you who he is. That is why when there is faith in the house, God will never ignore anyone. Because once he ignores you, he deprives himself of the opportunity to demonstrate his own power and show who he is and show you who he is. And when Jesus said that, the woman said, I understand that. But I want to tell you, there's something that happens when the children eat the food. Come on. Crumbs fall from the table. And the dogs eat the crumbs. Yes. Are you hearing what I'm saying? With that kind of talk, the Lord Jesus changed his mind. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Every time when you move in faith, you will change God's mind. Are you hearing this? And Jesus commented and said, I've never seen such a faith. This woman left her daughter at home who is being plagued with a demon. And Jesus said, because of that faith, because of what you just said, go. The demon is gone out of your daughter. When she reaches home, she finds the daughter totally delivered by the power of God. Are you hearing what I'm saying to you? I said, are you hearing what I'm saying to you? I am not ashamed of this Jesus. The man said it very clearly. Whatever you are saying about him, I don't know all that. There's only one thing that I know. I was blind, but now I see. I like what the parents of the guy said when the Pharisees asked them. They said, no. He's grown up. There he is. Ask him what happened to him. Are you hearing what I'm saying? When God does something in your life, when God performs something in your life, you don't have any doubts. You know exactly what has happened in your life. Connect. Connect tonight. Connect tonight. I'm talking about the Savior of the world. In the book of Matthew, he's called the Savior. In the book of Mark, he's called the miracle worker. In the book of Luke, he's called the Son of Man. In the book of John, he's called the Son of God. In the book of Acts, he's called the power of the Holy Ghost. And I'm telling you right now, the power of the Holy Ghost is about to fall on you. He said, the one that comes after me, I'm not worthy to untie his shoelaces. I baptize you with water, but the one coming after me will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Faith on fire. The fire is here. Let's make the connection. The fire is here. Let's make the connection. The fire is here. Let's make the connection. The baptizer in the Holy Ghost is here. Let's make the connection. You're walking with me, right? Are you with me? Are you with me? Whatever you call him, I don't know all that. What I know, I was blind, but now I see. That man in the book of Acts chapter 3, when you read it going to Acts chapter 4, the Bible says they took the disciples and said to them, why are you preaching in this name? Why are you preaching in this name? The Bible says they couldn't do anything because they could not argue with, listen to this, that notable miracle. Here is a man, he's standing in front of them in the temple. They recognized him, that this was the man at the beautiful gate. There's the man standing there. All the kinds of threats, all the kinds of things they wanted to make them shut up. They couldn't argue with that miracle. It was so notable because that's what God does. God is not a fake. When he does something, he does it for real, and there is no one that can argue with him. Are you hearing what I'm saying to you? Are you hearing what I'm saying to you? I mean, we are talking about the Lord Jesus here. We are talking about what God does here. You can't tell me about the devil. You know who the devil is? The devil is a non-issue. Why do you think the devil likes to get attention so much? Because he knows it's a non-issue. That's why even when we are in these meetings here and we are supposed to lift up Jesus, the devil will gate crash and come in here and come and attract attention. Because he's a non-issue. There was a man who was sleeping, and as he was covering his head, he hears that, man, there is a presence in here. When he pulled off his blanket, he saw the devil, and then he said, oh, is that you? And then he pulled the blanket and he slept. Satan is a non-issue. I'm talking about Jesus here. I'm talking about the power of God here. I'm talking about the Holy Ghost here. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I'm talking about that. Four men come, and as they come, they're carrying a man on a stretcher. This man is paralyzed. They come to the door. They find a hindrance there because it's full. They can't go through the door. The men, which are four of them, the fifth one is on a stretcher, paralyzed. They don't even ask permission. They don't even know whose house was that. They go up the house with the guy. And then they take the roof off the house. You understand? When faith, you know, when you are grabbed by faith, you will do things that are strange. You will do things that are impossible. And then they bring down this man right in front of Jesus. Amen. Look at how Jesus reacts. At that time, Jesus was teaching the word of God. Look at what Jesus does. He stops preaching for a moment. You understand what I'm saying? What did I say to you? I said, even if God is busy and you come having faith, he'll stop what he's doing. Because God is not going to pass up the chance to show himself who he is. Jesus stops teaching, addresses these guys, and he said, your sins be forgiven you. And by the word of knowledge, Jesus could sense that these people in the room are arguing with him. And they're saying, does he have the power to forgive sins? It's only God who does that. And Jesus answered them and said, to prove to you that the Son of Man has the power to forgive sins, he said to the man, arise, take up your bed and walk. Why did Jesus do that?
is because he was responding to what he was seeing in the guy and in the four guys. Faith. When he saw that faith in them, he stopped what he was doing and he responded to that faith. And all of them in the house saw the power of God. The problem that we have today in many, many churches and in many, many surroundings, I finish with this, is people come into the church, but they leave that way because they don't make the connection. The power is there. Jesus is there. The Holy Ghost is there. The fire is there. But they never make the connection. At home, please don't do that mistake. Tonight, connect. Connect. Tonight. Tonight. Connect. You will be baptized in the Holy Ghost. Without us even laying hands on you, wherever you are, you will be baptized in the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' mighty name. You will be baptized in the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' mighty name. Everybody said amen.